I'm an alcoholic.
Well, thank Jessica and Jim for asking me to speak. I was kind of nervous about coming up here tonight because I didn't think I had a clear AA message. And Joseph gave me a CD about Earl W or Earl H. And if he can say something, I guess I can too. You know, when I got here, I didn't identify as an alcoholic. I didn't think I was one of you guys. You know, I mean, I had other issues. I felt out of place here. You know, my life has been like 40 years of trying to fit in, be somebody different, because I wasn't comfortable with who I was. You know what I mean? I started drinking when I was about 10 or 11, and that turned into, I didn't really like to taste alcohol, and alcohol led me to other issues. You know, I used to come in here and talk about shooting heroin and sleeping with people's wives, and, you know, that's how my life was. You know, I mean, I spent 15 years in prison. I got 3 ex-wives. I got 4 pissed off kids, some disappointed parents, you know. Came in here 52 years old, and I didn't feel like I belonged. I wasn't never part of nothing. I came in here with the nudge of the judge, you know, or the court card. But I was pretty well, you know, I was convinced my life was unmanageable, man. Nobody spends that much time in prison. Nobody creates that much pain. Nobody hurts, you know, nobody hurts themselves like I've hurt myself, you know, and the people that I love. You know, guy gave me some suggestions, was get a sponsor, man. I got a sponsor, and I was in a part of another fellowship, and he told me, you need to go over here to the 1600 Club, you know, you need to get part of that happy hour meeting. That's like, why would I do that? I'm not an alcoholic, you know what I mean? You know, I can't really remember the last time I got drunk, but, you know, I can remember the last time I hurt, you know what I mean, the last time I had problems, you know, and so I followed this direction. I came here. I come in here and identify as an addict and talk about other stuff. And I think it was Billy who took me outside one time and told me, hey, I want to talk to you about your share. And, you know, I appreciate that. You know, I learned to look for the similarities and not the differences. You know what I mean? I come in here and I see how people with some time, you know, they say if you want to want what we got, do what we do, hang with the winners. And I understood that. You know, I thought I did, and I tried to hang with the people that have got some time. And I listened to how you guys, you know, got through your rough spots and how you guys dealt with your kids and your husbands, your wives, whatever, you know. You know, I applied that stuff to my life. You know, I was in a sober living when I got here. I figured I would just go as long as I had to go and then bounce, man, and run. Because that's all I've done my whole life is run. And I ran from feelings and emotions, man. Feelings and emotions that a guy like me didn't know how to process, didn't know how to deal with, you know. You know, I came in here, I started applying some of the stuff down there, like, you know, surrender, honesty, acceptance, you know. Not only accepting me, who I was, I'm Steve, I'm an alcoholic, I'm a junkie, I'm a criminal, I'm a bad father, but I got to accept who you guys are too, you know. And all that fear-driven, I don't know, I'm really nervous right now. You know, I started working some steps, man, and I started praying to this God. You guys told me, my sponsor told me, you know, do you believe in God? I'm like, well, I don't know, you know. We'll start praying like you believe in God. So every night I'd pray, and every morning I'd pray, and I prayed like I believe. You know, I prayed that there was somebody listening. You know, I prayed for that obsession to use and be lifted. I prayed for, you know, I never really prayed for myself, man. I just prayed for knowledge of his will and the power to carry that out, you know. And about 3 weeks later, man, I didn't want to drink or I didn't want to use or I didn't want to hurt nobody anymore. You know, I'm an addict. I'm an alcoholic. I like instant gratification for things. And if I didn't get gratification in this program, I wouldn't still be here. My clean date's 3/10/15. I got a little over 410 days of continuing abstinence from everything, you know. You know, today, I was out of my understanding that I talked to every day. I asked for guidance. You know, that sober living home that I graduated from, I'm now of service to, you know. I'm a GSR for a group in another fellowship. I'm on a couple of activities committees. You know, I don't have a lot of time. I don't have a lot of money like I used to have, but I got to stay plugged in with newcomers in the program. And you know, it's changed my life, man. You know, Alcoholics Anonymous has given me a few things, man. It's taken away a few things too, you know. It's taken away that fear, you know. It's taken away all the bad shit, man. You know what I mean? Today my life's pretty damn good, you know. I have nothing. I mean, I used to have good jobs, little money, did what I wanted to do, the lifestyle. You know, I don't miss none of that. Alcoholics Anonymous is taking that stuff away from me, and it's giving me something much more. Hope you can talk a long time. So, you know, I got me a sponsee today, man. He's in detox, and he's in the room tonight. I hope when he gets out of detox, he, you know, he calls me, and we can go through these steps. You know, these steps have changed my life. You know, like Jim Marsh says, you know, happy, joyous, and free. I want that, man. You know, now what? I don't know. I was real nervous about coming up here tonight because I really didn't feel that I really fit in, man. But you know what? This is where I belong. This is my fellowship right here. You guys are my friends. There's a lot of people here I don't know. And if you guys, I don't know, if you're new, you know, just give it a try. Keep coming back. You know, these little silly sayings, keep coming back. It works if you're working. You know, man, I was resistant to all that when I got here. And I really didn't think this room had nothing to offer me, and this room is giving me not my life back, it's giving me a new life, you know. And I might not be happy, joyous, and free right now, but I'm well on my way, you know what I mean? And thank you. Yeah.